Was your father working in the shoe shop in New Westminster at this time?
No, when we moved to Burnaby, he had left my brother's establishment, and he was working in a shoe store in Vancouver at that time, when we lived in Burnaby, and his wages were $15 a week, which he managed to sustain four children and a wife.
There wouldn't be much left to finish off the house.
Very little. Yeah. Very little. Mm-hmm. We did get a loan, and we managed to complete the whole house, and which made my mother very, very happy. But then he took sick, and we couldn't keep our taxes up. This would be about 1927, 28, or 29, in that particular 3 years. And in those days, you didn't have any social assistance or unemployment insurance or you name it with all the grants you get today. You just got it the best way you could. So finally we were in arrears 3 years in taxes, so our house was sold for a tax sale. So we were thrown out in the street.
Now, how old were you at this stage, about?
Oh, I was a teenager.
Right. Were you very aware of what was happening?
I wasn't aware, but I was, how can you explain this? There was a lack of security, which I realize now, which created an inferiority complex, which built up in the years to come. Being the oldest of the family, when my father was in the hospital, I was the main breadwinner, you know, and then I got a job in the Hudson Bay.
What were you doing?
My first job was on the horse and buggy, delivering in the West End in the so-called days of the palatial homes. And then I graduated into the food market, where I became a meat wrapper. Then I learned my trade, where I became a full-fledged meat cutter.
And that was around this period that you were working?
Yes, that was between in the late 20s now, and which went right through the 30s, you know.
So your father became sick, and you were the main breadwinner,
yes,
of the house.
That's right, yes.
And that was at that time that your arrears started building up.
Mm-hmm.
And finally you lost the house.
Yes, that's right. And I can always remember my mother. In those days we had what they called water glassed eggs in the earth basements. I don't know how to describe what water glass was, but it was a sort of a thing that you could preserve maybe 20 dozen eggs, and they did for your breakfast and cooking and, you know, making bread and all the rest of it, you know.
Yeah.
And, they were the mainstay. And every night, or every other night, my mother used to make the homemade bread, you know, or the old punching the dough.
Yeah.
And it used to amaze me how these things, with the yeast, they'd rise about four times their size. And, I must mention something else. In these cold nights in the winter, even with all the coverages my mother put on us and us kids, we always suffered what we called pains in the legs, and they used to call it groin pains. But now I know how silly that was. It was nothing but rheumatic fever.
It's from the damp and the cold.
The damp and the cold, yes. Yeah. And if I might throw in a little bit of humor, this particular lot that we bought from one of the first homesteaders in Burnaby on Former Street, he had his outdoor privy, or what else you want to call it, outdoor biffy.
Yeah.
He had to move it because it was our property, and the next spring we had the most luscious crop of tomatoes. And I don't have to exaggerate too or describe that too much, because they had, in those days, they ate tomatoes and the seeds were well fertilized. And
you didn't have to pay for fertilizer that
no,
year.
No, it was quite a joke. So we had some good tomatoes.
Did you always keep a garden?
Oh yes, we tried. We had a garden. We had peas and carrots, and in those days in Burnaby you could grow anything, you know. It was a great place for strawberries and raspberries, great berry country, you know. And as kids, we used to go down to Burnaby Lake through the old bushland down to Burnaby Lake, which right across the old Burnaby tram. And we used to catch all kinds of trout, and salmon would come spawning up the Burnett Creek, right up Burnaby Creek. And we never wanted for trout at home. But now with the pollution, that's a thing of the past. It's all gone. Yeah.
So you could supplement your food in a way in those days by fishing?
Oh, yes, but very mediocre, you know.
You still had to buy things.
Oh, yes, yes. You still had to buy things.
It must have been very hard for your mother.
Yes, she did a lot of hard work cooking and preserving. And in our neighborhood, there was lots of huckleberries, blueberries, wild blackberries. That's the little type of blackberries. And the kids would bring them home, and the mothers, and they would preserve them, you know. Mine, there was quite a few apple trees and cherry trees and things like that.
You had those on your lot? Or
no, but a lot of people had them, you know. And a lot of people had chicken farms in Burnaby in this area. They had as many as 3,000, 5,000 chickens in different areas. In fact, I worked before I went to Hudson Bay on a chicken farm just below Edmund Street on the old Douglas Highway. Mr. Aileen was his name. He had a big chicken farm, 5,000 chickens, and I worked there 7 days a week, 10 hours a day. $5 a week was my take-home pay, or, you know, $5 a week would be $20, and I used to be so proud taking this $20 home at the end of the month, and my mother gave me $1 back, and I thought, oh boy, how lucky I was, you know.
Yeah. Gosh. So within this area then, there were quite a few chicken farms?
Yes.
And berry farms?
Berry farms, yes.
Is this earlier or up to the
1930s? No, this is, the berry farms were here long before I can remember, because the berry farms were here from the early 1900s. Yeah. But they were more established in the 1918s, and when I was a boy in Burnaby, you know, in the 20s and early 30s, well, they were, you know, they were really a going concern.